Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wad here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local from 12 to 3 p.m. here on The Fan. Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Commanders, Virginia Tech football. We got a Virginia Tech grad who's come down to check out the show. But right now we're talking all things Commanders. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Who's going to take a step up? Who's going to take a step down this year? On the Commanders, it's called the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So we've talked about our choices for step up, talked about our choices for step down. We've got our intern for the summer, Biff, who's a diehard Commanders fan, Stub, as well. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. It could be the quarterback of this segment. Who's going to take a step up? Who's going to take a step down? 833-804-0910 or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. You know, we've mentioned a few of these players, but the Commanders highlighted them on their website. Three standouts from Commanders minicamp. Number one, Luke McCaffrey. And they say there was never a question about McCaffrey's work ethic or determination last season, but it was clear that he needed more time to develop into a polished NFL receiver. Now's his chance. And I love that from them because it's so true. I mean, this was the guy that showed up early with Jaden Daniels last year in OTAs, in minicamp. He had his opportunities throughout the season, and according to a lot of insiders, like Pro Football Focus, he was creating separation. It just wasn't getting the ball thrown to him. It's not like he had a drop issue, but he's a rookie. He's learning the position. And to me, from watching him, it felt like when he was on the field, he was not primary target number one or target number two. And a lot of times he wasn't even target number three. And so that's why he might have ran a great route and he might have created separation, but the ball didn't go to him because it was third and 10 and Jaden liked Terry McLaurin's route. It was third and 10 and Ertz had the middle of the field wide open. It was third and 10 and they had Olamide Zaccheaus going into the flat. There were a lot of guys that were ahead of Luke McCaffrey last year, and part of that might have just been experience. Dan Quinn was asked about McCaffrey and he said, "Those are the things I've seen from him this offseason as a really polished receiver. Was I surprised that he did it? No, because I knew the person he is. If I go back to the competitor, he's going to find a way or make a way." And, of course, we're hoping he can have a bigger role in the offense this season. The Commanders also highlighted second-year cornerback, Mikey Sainristil still. And, I mean, I know we talked about Jaden last year being the rookie of the year, and Johnny Newton was a good rookie, and Brandon Coleman was a good rookie. Mikey Sainristil still could have been your defensive rookie of the year in the NFC. I mean, wow, did he step onto the scene and show his skill set there, not just as a guy that can create turnovers, but a tackler. And we thought he was going to be undersized, but he uses every bit of the pounds in his body to make some big hits. And I thought he had a really good role in the team last season. I'm excited to see him maybe take a step forward, maybe more on the outside, or they'll throw him back to the inside. But he was able to kind of handle everything they threw at him last year. The third guy the Commanders highlighted is very interesting to me. Chris Moore. Does Biff know the name Chris Moore? Well, they say the battle for spots at the bottom of the receiver depth chart look like it'll be one to watch once again. It's too early to make any assumptions, but Chris Moore is making his case about why he should stick around. I know our intern likes Ja'Cory Brooks. There's Rosemary Jack Saint, who is on the team last year. I believe he was on the practice squad. There's Kaz Allen. But with Noah Brown getting carted off the field, with Terry McLaurin not in the building, there's going to be a lot of eyes on some of these guys that Commanders Nation might not know much about. And so I thought that was kind of interesting that they pointed to Chris Moore as the guy at the bottom of the wide receiver depth chart that seems to be working his way up so far. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, step up or step down this year for the Washington Commanders. Did we get to everybody on your list, Biff? Because I want to go back to talking about Deebo Samuel once again, because I think that's the guy that can really take a step forward. I mean, just based off of what he did last year for a 49ers team that was really struggling, and they struggled with the quarterback. They weren't as good defensively, so they didn't get as many possessions. And as a team, my goodness, did they lose a ton of games. But I didn't think you got the best version of Deebo Samuel. Maybe you didn't get the best locked-in version of Deebo Samuel. And once again, I think you're going to get that this year with him being on a contract season. And I wonder how much he's going to be involved in the rushing attack. Because when I go back and I talk about his stats from when he was at his best, in 2021, the 1,400 yards that he caught for the 49ers with his 6 touchdowns, that's just not even as good as the 8 touchdowns that he had on the ground. And he had an average of 6.2 yards per carry that season. That's why the 49ers made that deep run in the postseason, because Deebo Samuel was their Swiss Army knife. He was their gadget guy that would do everything. He will absolutely, I think, supercharge this Commanders offense. There could be, you know, drives where nothing's going, and then it's just a simple check down to Deebo Samuel. You're thinking it's third and long. They're going to get off the field and punt, but then he makes guys miss. He is such a big X factor in the National Football League. Dan Quinn talked about it. Once you see his speed with your own eyes, he's a lot faster than you realize. But how do you even tackle that guy? That's the other question. How do you tackle a guy that's 6'1", 215 pounds? Biff, what do you think about Deebo Samuel taking a step forward this season?
Oh, man, I would love that. You know, and I trust into him. And people, it pissed me off when I saw all these guys telling me that how fat he was and stuff. And when he's just running a route, when he's learning how to run a route, he's jogging. They're like, wow, this guy's slow. This guy is so slow. I'm like, well, right. Dude's learning. It's a warm-up, guys. Like, what do we do? I don't know. That stuff just pissed me off. So I'm very excited to see him, and especially what we gave up for him. Like, gave him little to nothing. So I have high expectations for Deebo, and I think he wants to be here. But I'm glad you brought this up, because I wanted to say that we forgot about somebody that needs to be step up. Matt Gay. Listen, yeah. I can't tell you how long it's been. Probably, how old am I? 21. It's been 21 years where we've had and you can tell me if I'm wrong. A consistent kicker. Good Lord, I was on the ground basically crying for about 45 minutes in the Cowboys game.
Seifert missed the extra point.
Yep. Especially when you have Jaden Daniels, who will put you in that position almost every single drive. If we don't have a kicker who can kick a 40-yard field goal consistently, this team's not going anywhere. This team's not going to step up. So I think I'm glad I forgot to mention that, and I forgot to write it down, but Matt Gay needs to step up and be consistent. We know he has the leg power. His accuracy is a little iffy, I've heard, but he needs to step up huge for this Commander team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team went through like six or seven kickers last season. Austin Cyber, then Zane Gonzalez ended up with the job at the end of the season. But this team averaged nearly 29 points per game at 28.5, which was top five with the struggles at the
exactly.
kicking position. And so you're right. I mean, if you can get just one more made field goal every single game, especially with Jaden Daniels' ability to knock them down, I definitely think it could be huge. So they had seven on the roster throughout the entire season, four made kicks. Cade York, Greg Joseph, Zane Gonzalez, and Austin Seibert. All of those guys don't have the experience that Matt Gay has in the National Football League, and so he could be a step forward guy. A few other names I want to throw out there. Like, Javon Kinlaw got paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm not sure truly who he's replacing. Is he a like-for-like replace with Jonathan Allen? I don't think so. Is he a like-for-like replacement with Dante Fowler Jr.? I don't think so. I think he's like a combination of the two. I think he's going to play a little bit of edge rusher and a little bit of D tackle. He's flexibility to stop the run. That's a big part of why Kinlaw was brought in here. If your rookie Trey Amos steps up, then it takes a lot of pressure off of Marshawn Lattimore. So there's a lot of ifs and buts about the Washington Commanders this season, but I feel like most of them are positive, and I do feel pretty confidently that this team will win at least 9 games this season, because I feel like 10 is at the low end, and maybe even 13-14 could be at the high end for this season.
I was gonna ask, what's your ceiling and what's your floor for this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, as it's so tough because he was a rookie last season, but a lot of times, you know, the second-year quarterbacks take a slight step back. Everybody thought that C.J. Stroud took a step back. He didn't, in my mind, because he won 10 games and a playoff game. And so I think floor is 9 wins, slightly above 500. The ceiling could be 14-15 wins. But I almost don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to put it out there until it actually happens. I mean, you think the show is fun right now, Biff? Imagine if this team went on a 7-game win streak.
I mean,
it'd just be AWOD Radio butt naked on Broad Street talking about the hottest team in town, the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I haven't gotten to this audio yet, so I wanted to play it real quick here. We're talking about what Jaden Daniels can do to take a step forward this season. I unfortunately think he will take a slight step back. I am expecting a double-digit interceptions. Just feels like he's going to have more opportunities to throw the ball downfield, hopefully connect on some of these explosive plays. But a few things could go the other team's way with a tip pass or something like that. So I do think he'll have more interceptions, and I wonder if he can throw for as many yards next season with maybe more of an emphasis on B-Rob Eckler and Deebo Samuel running the football. But that's my take on Jaden Daniels. Let's take a listen to ESPN's insider Andre Hawkins on quarterback one for the Commanders, Jaden Daniels.
It's true. Now, look, we have the smallest sample size of any of the top-tier NFC quarterbacks, but we all know the NFL is about trajectory, and I don't think anyone has a higher trajectory than Jaden Daniels coming into this season. The fear with rookie success is that it was a product of the element of surprise. But when you watch Jaden Daniels, his poise in big moments made him an anomaly. His ability to get through his progression and get to read 3 and 4 routinely made him an anomaly. And his ability to lift everyone on the team, every position, even the coaches. Coming into last season, we weren't raving about the weapons or the coaching, but he flipped that franchise and turned them into immediate contenders. I don't think any NFC quarterback could have did that last season.
Jaden Daniels, the best quarterback in the NFC. Do you agree? 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I agree with him that it's not like Jaden Daniels surprised people last year, and it's not like it was a gimmicky offense like it was with RG3. Because as much as I loved that year 2012 or 2011 with Robert Griffin III, it was a gimmicky offense where it was a lot of, you know, option plays, handoffs, that he would keep it himself and run around the corner. Jaden Daniels ran an NFL offense and had a great season and had 3,500 yards. So, yeah, I think he could be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. I just wonder if, you know, like he got better throughout the entire season, so that's why you can't say it was like a surprise, because well, if it was a surprise the first half of the season, they wouldn't have won five straight to get into the postseason at the end of the season. I just wonder, like, so much of his success was him with the mindset, every play matters, I got to put it all on the line, I'm going to put my body on the line, I'm going to put my life on the line to convert this 3rd and 15 against the Eagles by running up the middle. Can he still have that same mindset in year two? Because that mindset, it changed for Robert Griffin III after the injury. It just absolutely did. If Jaden Daniels can have the right mindset this year, well, then I think he can kind of repeat what he did. But that's going to be so tough because all eyes are on him now. I mean, that's certainly true. There's no hiding anymore. They are going to be the hunted, not the hunters. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Live and local here on Mondays from 12 to 3 p.m., recapping all of the sports action. And you can come back and watch the NBA Finals tonight and grab a burger, because it's burger night. Back like it never left, back better than before. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95. We're at bacon and beer cheese, like I like to do, for $3.95. It's time to go around the National Football League with NFL Hits on the Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So over the weekend, the Saints signed running back Cam Akers to a one-year deal after a minicamp tryout. not a big deal. But Bengals, sources say, the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have resumed talks on a new contract extension. That's a big deal. That's something to keep an eye on if you're a Commanders fan. I'm hoping those resumed talks go south and the Bengals will once again have to look into trading their disgruntled star pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. As we go around the National Football League with the topic, division champs that are most likely to repeat. Well, the NFC East has not had back-to-back division champions since Donovan McNabb did it in 2002 and 2003. It's been 22 years that this division has not had back-to-back champs. We'll start again in the NFC East here. And look, I do not think it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles winning the division again. And so I think you look at Washington, Dallas, and the New York Giants. If any team were going to change this trend, it could be the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm going to stick with a 22-year trend here and say that Philadelphia, not very likely to run it back. I think more Washington, and I'm not sleeping on Dallas. As much as I hate Dallas, if Dak Prescott's healthy and they do have some dogs on the line, they could certainly take a big step forward this year. You know, they were 7-10, and they like won games with a couple backup quarterbacks, right? So I think that I could have easily been a 9-8 team if Dak was healthy throughout the season. I could see them being a 12-win team this season, but I think I want to pick the Commanders to win the NFC East, and that is my goal for Washington, at least 10 wins and hosting a home playoff game. The only way you do that is if you finish ahead of the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants in the NFC East. But I think in terms of the most likely to repeat as division champions, I look at the AFC East here because I do not like the Miami Dolphins. Once again, they're really going to struggle if Tua has any kind of injuries. And I said this last year, Tua's concussions are going to lead to Coach McDaniel being out of a job. It's just going to happen, and it's unfortunate. And whoever gets lucky to sign him next, I think will have a great head coach. I don't think he lasts the entire season with the Dolphins. Jets from 5-12, added Aaron Glenn and the quarterback from the Steelers, Justin Fields. Maybe 7 wins. Patriots, I do expect a big leap forward from 4-13 to maybe 7 or 8 wins. But that's why I think the most likely team to repeat as division champions has to be the Buffalo Bills. They won it by 5 games last year. They won it by 5 games, and I don't think anybody in their division really got that much better. So AFC East, most likely to repeat, I'm going Buffalo Bills. AFC West is interesting because you had 3 teams into the postseason for a division that has been so top-heavy for the last 10 years with the Kansas City Chiefs 15-2. But the Chargers in year 2 with Harbaugh 11-6, right? Denver Broncos, year 1 with Bo Nix 10-7. Vegas, well, Tom Brady's in the building there, and hopefully they will be out of the cellar of the National Football League with that 4-13 record, but I don't expect them to be that much better with Ashton Jeantine. So I think, like, I would say 7 wins, Vegas. Broncos probably would be lucky to win 10 again. Chargers, that's the interesting one there. But again, this is the Kansas City Chiefs. They are the AFC West champions, and they're going for probably like 7 years in a row AFC West champions. I do think they are number 2 on my list here. Number 3, I do not know if I'm going to go with the AFC South. I would probably look at the Detroit Lions, NFC North. I'm expecting a slight step back from Minnesota, a slight step back from Green Bay, and a small step forward from the Chicago Bears. I just think this Lions team has their goals of the Super Bowl. Everybody knows that. They won 15 games. They're bringing the band back together. Yes, they lost coordinators, offense coordinator, defense coordinator, but I still think they're a 12-win team at like the low end. I think they probably, you know, they got lucky to win the division by 1 game with the Vikings at the end of the season there, but I think Detroit probably blows that division away by like 3+ games this season. So I would go Detroit next on the list here. It's going to be interesting how the NFC South will play out. Tampa Bay won the division by 2 games. I think Atlanta is going to be above 500. You know, I don't believe in the Carolina Panthers at all. I don't believe in the New Orleans Saints at all. But if one team's going to surprise me from that division, I think it would be the Panthers if Bryce Young is at least like just a competent quarterback. But I'm going to probably pick Atlanta to win that division. But Tampa, you know, they have a lot of talent there. They still have their quarterback in place. We'll see how losing their coordinator once again affects them. This is now 2 years in a row that the Bucs have lost a coordinator. First guy went to become the Panthers head coach. Next guy, Liam Cohen, goes to become the head coach of the Jaguars. So Tampa Bay is going to have Baker Mayfield work with his, I believe, third offense coordinator in 3 years. That could be an issue for them, and that's why I will pick the Falcons to win that division. That is the NFC South. You look at the NFC West, Seattle 10-7, Rams 10-7. That's going to be a battle once again right there. You know, I'm starting to think the 49ers are going to struggle again. They were my pick to run it from bottom of the division to top of the division, and they would really only need to win four more games for that to happen. But I just am starting to really worry that the Brock Purdy signing was the wrong move and that they're going to be in quarterback hell next year. I mean, is there going to be maybe a late trade for Kirk Cousins? That's what I would have done if I was the 49ers rather than paying Brock Purdy all of that money. Seattle with Sam Darnold, certainly a big question mark right there. I mean, he had 14 wins last year with a Vikings team that was great defensively and had Justin Jefferson. Is he going to have a Justin Jefferson? Nope, because DK Metcalf is gone. Is he going to have as good of a defense? No, I don't think so. And so 10-7 Seattle, probably win nine games. Arizona's a big question mark. I don't really see them going over the 10-win mark. And so I do think there's a good chance that the Rams run it back to win that division. That is the NFC West. So we move back to the AFC South. Houston won it by two games, but I am expecting the Colts and the Jags to be better. Tennessee, 3-14 to number one overall pick, Cam Ward. Maybe he gets them to six wins, but I think Jacksonville could take a big leap to nine wins. I think the Colts are going to be very interesting here. I kind of like the skill players that the Colts have, and I like their defense. I just don't like their quarterback. And so, like, that's – I feel like the ceiling for the Colts with their current roster – is like nine wins. Anthony Richardson's not getting 10 wins. Daniel Jones not getting 10 wins. Riley Leonard's not getting 10 wins. Maybe Jonathan Taylor has like a bounce back year, and we'll see what tight end Tyler Warren can do in his rookie season with the Indianapolis Colts, a Richmond native, and right behind him, number two on the depth chart, is VCU's own Mo Ali Cox. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. We will dive into the NBA Finals coming up in about an hour. Game 5 tonight. And it just feels like if the Thunder win tonight, they're going to win the series in 6 or 7 games. If the Pacers win tonight, I think they're going to end up winning in Game 6 when it comes back to Indiana. I still am locked in with my official bet, my prediction, Pacers in 6. I'm not shying away from that. But I'll tell you, I was pissed off that they lost Friday night. They had the lead for like the entire game, and they blew it in the final few minutes. But joining us right now to talk a little Commanders on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Team 980, it's our buddy Craig Hoffman. What's up, Craig?
What's up, Adam? By the way, don't hate your bet. Don't hate it.
I know. Believe me, I was puffing my chest out, making fun of my intern and my producer for betting against me after that Game 1 win, because it felt like everyone around the country picked the Thunder, but I was legit out and saying I'm going with Pacers and Rick Carlisle, the UVA alum. But Craig, we've got you on here to talk Commanders, and the question of the day is, and I want you to just name the first couple players that come to mind, who is going to statistically take a step up and who's going to statistically take a step down for the 2025 Washington Commanders?
The first name that came to my mind is a down, and it has nothing to do with the current contract situation, but I have a hard time thinking that Terry's going to score 13 touchdowns again. Will he be relatively equally as effective? Probably. But if we're talking about statistics and like fantasy football type of stuff, I would guess that he's probably not scoring 13 touchdowns again. I mean, it was the most that anyone's ever scored in the history of the franchise, so that's not exactly a bold prediction. But I do think Terry, you know, he'll probably have like 1,100 yards. You know, we're talking probably 8, 9, 10 touchdowns if he's able to do a lot of the things that he did last year. But 13 feels like a lot. So he's the first guy that comes to mind. You can talk about a statistical tick down.
Yeah.
In terms of the tick... Yeah.
Well, when you mentioned Terry, and I completely agree with you because of the 13 touchdowns, and then you add like a Deebo Samuel, but part of the reason we're talking about this topic is because I'm predicting, unfortunately, a Terry step down, an Eckler step down, an Ertz step down, and maybe even a Jaden step down. So who's going to step up offensively?
So if you go based off last year, I do think Luke has a chance after seeing him in camp. He just looks so much faster, so much more in control, so much more explosive, and he basically did nothing last year. So that's like, if he's a factor offensively, then you're obviously getting more from him. So he would be one. I think Brian Robinson's in a really interesting position. I don't feel confident saying like, oh, he's definitely going to, because I think there's also a chance like, could Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt really bite into his carries, something like that. I think it's possible, but it's a contract year, and he's really good. They have a better offensive line. So if he can stay healthy, I could see a pretty plausible, if not likely, scenario where Brian Robinson actually winds up taking a step up this year. And then the other one's defensively, like Daron Payne, contract year again, but also his, like, the underlying metrics for him have always stayed pretty consistent. So you surround him with some guys that I think are going to play more complementary to what he wants to do, and all of a sudden I think you're looking at a potential step up year for Daron Payne.
I love that answer for Daron Payne. What are your expectations for Javon Kinlaw?
I expect him to play really hard, and I hope that a lot of that energy is spent going in the right direction. I think that's just kind of how he's built, right? He is a guy that is gonna hustle. Like, he's an Adam Peters guy. He, I think, has a great mentality. It's just he at times, I guess we could say, the football IQ doesn't always ring the way that you'd want it. So I think that a big part of that, though, is like, how do they use him? And can he be used sparingly in situations where he's gotten in trouble in the past? I don't want him in as much having to play, the pass or having to make decisions as a pass or run. Like, I want him to be able to just put his head down and go, hey, we're asking you to do this thing on this play. And so maybe on some first and second down, you get him outside a little bit, say, hey, we just need you to set a hard edge and get up the field and rush the passer if it's a pass, but your main responsibility is a run gap, and we think you're better playing, tackle than you are, or playing end than you are a tackle at that. I think that's a possibility. I think he'll probably play some inside as well. I think they could have some 3-4 looks this year where he's kind of in between. And then obviously as a third down, I think the biggest thing for him is like an interior pass rusher on third down. Like, take a guard, run him back into the backfield, and go get the quarterback. Like, that is ultimately, I think, the superpower for Javon Kinlaw. And so how often can they do what they need to do on first and second down to get in those third down situations?
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can check him out on the Team 980, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. When do you expect we will hear a major update about the Terry McLaurin contract?
If it follows the timeline that it did in the past, so aka his last contract, we're looking at sometime in early July. Now, that is when a lot of contracts get done because of the franchise tag deadline, and obviously Terry's is not a franchise situation. So my guess is it still probably gets done kind of in that window, and if it doesn't, then I would guess end of July, like right on the eve of training camp. I do not expect this to be a training camp holdout. I don't think that's what they want. I don't think that's what Terry wants. I don't think he sees himself as like a guy that's going to do that. But he's also, a kind of a don't test me kind of guy. Like, I'm nice, I'm professional, I'm going to handle my business. But when I say I'm going to handle my business, that means don't take advantage of that. So I think that the team will probably get this thing done before training camp. At the very latest, was that like July 24th, 25th, somewhere in there. But more than likely, probably, 10 to 15 days before that, sometime around the franchise tag deadline.
The interesting part to dive further into this is, I think the best case scenario for the Commanders business side of things is that he just plays this season on the current contract he's on. Like, is there any chance that the Commanders front office attempts to talk Terry McLaurin into just paying on this contract and avoiding the holdout situation?
Well, let me answer your question with a question. What's your long-term plan with him then? Because that is then the obvious follow-up, right?
Right, right. Because is there a scenario in which Deebo Samuel is the 1,000-yard receiver with 10-plus touchdowns and not Terry McLaurin? And then you're saying, well, who do we pay?
I think it's possible but very unlikely based off just pure usage that's the case. Like, Deebo getting, like, 800 seems very likely. But, like, he only crossed 1,000, I think, the 1 year in 2021, if not maybe one other time in his career. But I just don't think – like, they're so different. And I think what Terry does is more valuable to the offense and more valuable in general. Deebo's such a specialized player. And then, if, God forbid, he, you know, if next year's the year he loses a step, even if he's good this year, like, I paying Deebo Samuel, you know, as much as I like Deebo, it's like, scares me. Paying Terry does not necessarily scare me. And so the reason I would also want to know what your long-term plan is for Terry is I think that the sooner you pay him, the better, because he's 30. And if I'm going to have to pay him, I would rather pay him now and hopefully get 2 to 3 good years versus 1 to 2 good years when he eventually, you know, if Father Time wins, because Father Time is undefeated. So I think the best case scenario for the team is like a 3-year deal with not a ton of guaranteed money in the third year. That way you feel pretty good about the years that you're paying him. The next 2, you're going to get production. And then by year 3, if he's fallen off, you can look at him and be like, hey, man, we're going to restructure and extend you, and that way you can be a Commander for life, but it's going to be a lot lower number because you're not as good anymore. And Terry will not really have a lot of leverage there because the alternative is they cut him. And so that to me is like the contract structure. And I could even see, depending on how they want to disperse the cap hits, adding a 4th year to that, which is a totally basically fake year, just to spread out some of the signing bonus money in terms of the cap. But by the same token, that then gets you into some of the years where Jaden's big contract, you know, I can't believe we've talked about that already, but his extension will be on the books when he's probably going to be the highest paid player in football. And so I think squeezing them, like getting it done sooner, making sure that you're paying for production and making sure that the big cap hits are done by the time it's time to pay Jaden is the best thing for the organization.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there on McLaurin. I just love to mention how good Deebo Samuel's 2021 season, where it was nearly 1,800 all-purpose yards and 14 touchdowns. I'm not saying we're going to get anywhere near that from him, but I mean, that's the kind of potential he's already shown in the National Football League. I'm so excited to see him represent the Commanders. But let's get to the big story. Your co-worker, Craig Hoffman, Lynnell Willingham versus Laremy Tunsil. Your thoughts on that over the weekend?
I thought it was I thought the edit from Laremy Tunsil and whoever did that, the production company, did an excellent job. And I think it kind of proved why you will not find me making the same point that Lynnell was, that someone like Laremy Tunsil should be in camp. That was a very silly thing, something that I probably have told Lynnell to his face on the air at some point when he's complained about guys not showing up for camp. And, you know, it's just – Laremy Tunsil is a really special, unique athlete, and I have no problem with those guys saying, I'm going to train in the way that makes me me. And I think if you're in the media, you have to, if you're going to say stuff like that, you have to be willing to take it back. And that's kind of where I land on it.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. The production company was spitting fire. I mean, everything about that video is fantastic. I love it so much. Were you like me, though? Like, the first time I heard it, I spit my coffee out. Like, I couldn't believe the biggest, badass, strongest man in D.C. is calling out Lynnell Willingham.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, athletes, I mean, I think it's better if everyone just stays off social media. I find myself using it less and less, which makes me sound like I'm 1,000 years old. But, you know, I think when you're in year 10, if you can find something that motivates you, then do it. Like, it's, these seasons are long, they're hard. These workouts that dudes do in the off season are grindy and hard, and your body hurts. And if some guy on the radio saying that you're not doing the right things helps motivate you, then you're, whatever he's in, year 10, then like, more power to Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, just make sure he's not doing the Cotton Eye Joe on U Street, according to Lynnell. Let me ask you this, just to close out the Laremy Tunsil thing. Will he be a top 5 Commander in 2025?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's probably top five at a premium position in the league. He's excellent at what he does. He's such a special mover. The way he's like, I mean, he barely did anything when he was here the other day, but like the stuff that he did do, you see it. I mean, just the way he walks around, like he it's like when I used to cover Trent, like they're just special, different athletes, the way they move through the world at the size that they have, the strength that they have, the feel that they have, and that level of athleticism. Yeah, I feel it's pretty safe to say he's going to be a top five commander in whatever that means in 2025.
Craig, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it, Adam. See ya.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck, the home of Burger Night. Back like it never left, back better than before. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Wanted to take this time right now to say happy belated Father's Day to all the dads that listen to this show. We get a lot of great support here on 910 The Fan from all of the dads in Richmond, Virginia, and even dads all over the DMV who check me out on Saturdays on 106.7 The Fan. Stubby behind the scenes here. I hope your father, Hail. Senior Stubb, had a great Father's Day.
Absolutely, yeah. I went down to parents' house, had some burgers and potato salad, and had some good time with them.
So your dad was on the grill on Father's Day?
He was, yeah. He insisted. He likes to cook his burgers.
You know, I saw something that was trending, and it said, I mean, I don't even believe it because I don't believe anything on social media these days, but it said like 78% of dads prefer to cook their own food on the grill on Father's Day rather than be served by someone else. And so I guess your dad is in that category right there. I went to see my dad in Alexandria, and we had a great time. We went to brunch, and we hung out by the waterfront there in Alexandria, in Old Town, had a great time. And then it took me over 3.5 hours to get home. And Stubb, I'm so tired of Northern Virginia traffic.
Yep.
It's so annoying. It feels like every freaking weekend since Mother's Day, I've had to make a trip to Northern Virginia. I'm so tired of it because now it's gotten to the point where there's traffic for no reason, right? It's a guy on the side of the road. He's not even in an accident, right? He's just pulled over. Oh, people are rubbernecking. I mean, usually when there's traffic, I almost get like a sense of relief at the end of the traffic when you see like a horrific accident, right? Or at the end of the traffic, you see there's construction, and that's why I went from 3 lanes to 1. That was not the case. It was like I would end the traffic, and there'd be nothing there. And then I'd drive another 10 minutes, oh, and then there's more traffic. The backup usually is around Fredericksburg. And as of lately, it's also been around Occoquan. Now, the entire time from Occoquan to Fredericksburg, through Sterling, through all that, was just bumper to bumper. I spent 5.5 hours in the car over the weekend. And that was just including Sunday because of the Northern Virginia traffic. I will not be heading back to Nova anytime soon. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm 106 out of the fan. I'm very happy in Richmond.
What if your dad's TV stops working? What if he can't get on Netflix? You got to do it.
Now, I told my sister she's going to have to start helping out with some of the technology issues. Because I left yesterday, and my dad called me, and he said, oh, no, Amazon Prime's not working. Can you help me out? I said, Ariella's there. She's not an idiot. At least I hope so. She can figure that out. But so I had a fun Father's Day while I was with my dad, but then I just lost my mind driving in traffic on the way home. It was the wedding weekend, Stubb, for my sister's my girlfriend's sister, and it was a ton of fun. We had a great time, and I wanted to tell this quick story, Stubb. So you know I've talked about how much I'm loving the Vince Vaughn movie Nona, right? And it's starting to go on viral. The actual restaurant that the movie is made out of, these grandmas in, I believe it's Staten Island, has been getting amazing foot traffic from the movie. They're blowing up. And I told you it's like made me want to reach out to my mom to get some of my grandma's recipes. And I've talked about this. I unfortunately feel like in this country, we're losing recipes. I mean, Michael Irvin talked about it a couple of years ago because everything's on social media now and everything's online. People aren't like writing down their grandparents and their great-grandparents' recipes and remaking them like they used to. Well, my girlfriend's aunt is staying with us because of the wedding. And so last night, she taught me and my girlfriend how to make her famous Sunday gravy. She's straight from Italy. And I'm living with a real life Nona this past weekend. It's been so much fun learning from her. So she made rigatoni and meat sauce last night.
Oh my God.
And we were able to film it. And so that now, and it's funny, she didn't, nothing was measured. It was like she grabbed this much Parmesan cheese based off of her claw of a hand. You know, this much basil, this much tomato. It was so funny that she doesn't write anything down. And so the only way to like really get the recipe was to kind of film it and have her, you know, talk while she made it. But it was the best Sunday gravy I've ever had, Stubb.
Oh, I'm sure,
I mean,
dude.
My parents are not Italian. My step-grandfather is, but he was never really, you know, a cook. He would take us to fancy Italian restaurants. But I'm living with a real-life Nona, Stubb, and it's been fun. And so I had legit Sunday gravy last night. Can you believe that?
A Jewish
kid from Fast
Next
Station had legit Sunday gravy.
That sounds fantastic.
It was great. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just watching her make it too was great. And then she said, be prepared. It's going to taste even better the next day.
Oh.
Right, so I'm probably going to have it again tonight. It's just so good. Anything else you wanted to bring up on this non-sports segment, Stubby?
While you brought up this recipes thing, finding and doing a food recipe by Googling it and finding articles is the worst thing in the world.
I know.
I hate
it's
them
not,
so much.
That's what I mean by we're losing recipes. That's not a real recipe.
It is horrific when you pull them up and it's like 10 pages of text with 37 ads blocking off your entire screen. And then you're just trying to figure out the recipe. And it's barely, I tell you what, TikTok has been the best place to find recipes. Because there's
no ads on the
screen.
Now I'm going to argue that that's even worse, Stubb.
No, because
now you're listening to like some. You're listening to a 14-year-old who's claiming that he makes the best rigatoni. I mean, come on now. I'm living with a real life Nona.
A lot of,
she made it.
I'm not arguing that your system is better.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a bit less accessible to most people. I don't think I have an Italian Nona that can come visit me at any time. I'm just saying, I find great recipes on TikTok. They tell me how to do it. They give me the numbers. I get pictures.
Mom,
it's really helpful.
Does your mom have any of your grandparents' actual legit recipes, though?
I could ask.
Because where is your family from?
Mom, text me if you're listening. Basically everywhere.
Uh-huh.
On a series
but outside
of
this country.
Like, literally, like, Italy, Europe, Sweden, Poland.
Yeah.
It's just a whole gaggle of things. It's nothing super.
So the Nona that
heavily.
I've got staying with me is from the southern tip of Italy. And she, straight from scratch, made rigatoni and meat sauce. And, I mean, it was the best thing I've ever had. I was licking the bowl, Stubb. I was licking the bowl. I mean, I don't care. I'll tell everyone. I was licking the bowl because I never had meat sauce that good. I don't know how she did it. And I'm going to have it again tonight and maybe even on Tuesday night as well. But Stubb, let's get your mom to maybe send you some recipes so that you're not using TikTok
Look,
as a source.
I'm making some
that's
bangers.
Not great. Oh, yeah?
I made a great
what'd you make recently?
Enchilada casserole. That was pretty good.
I've actually seen that on TikTok, and I was like, that sounds awful.
It was not as great,
I don't even
dude.
Like enchiladas to begin with.
Oh, well, that's the problem. You get the Trader Joe's enchilada sauce. Oh, man.
Oh,
now you're cooking.
That's the other thing. Everybody loves Trader Joe's. There's a lot of processed food at Trader Joe's. It's not as good for you as everybody thinks it is.
I mean,
recently Trader Joe's has been like the number one, it feels like, on social media. If everybody's talking about it. I mean, I saw one the other day. It was like a lobster pasta from Trader Joe's.
Seen a lot of that actually.
Did you read the comments? Everybody said it led to the runs, which I'm not interested in.
That makes sense.
If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Once again, I hope all the dads listening had a terrific Father's Day. If you're like my dad and you had your kid in town, make sure they fix all of the technology issues in your building. I was even on my hands and knees, Stubb, duct taping wires to the back of the TV so that it looked prettier for my dad. All right, so I tried to do everything that I can do as a son on Father's
Day. You spent hours on this man's TV.
I know, but I'll tell you, it looked great. I'm so glad that he upgraded his TV. It looks fantastic. And trying to think, we watched a little something. Maybe it was baseball on TV yesterday. Then we went out and had a great brunch. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Hokie Steve is in the building. He'll join us next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.